A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
In this edition, I shine a spotlight on Titanic that's on at the Criterion Theatre, Piccadilly, London, that I experienced during the Audio Describe performance and touch tour late in February 2025 and is now extended until Sunday the 8th of June 2025 for you to book tickets. There are introductory notes available on vocalise.co.uk. A very warm welcome to A View on Access. This is your regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. I'm Tim Calvert. The promotional material for the show states, when the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the 11-time Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, New York's award-winning splash hit that turns one of the greatest love stories of all time into a hysterical musical fantasia. Featuring powerhouse voices and show-stopping numbers such as My Heart Will Go On, All By Myself, and To Love You More, backed by a full live band, Titanic is one of a kind theatrical voyage that's bursting with nostalgia, heart, and campy chaos. See you aboard the ship of dreams, girlfriends. Age restriction is 14 plus, recommendations with strictly no admittance for under 12s due to strong language and sexual references. The show lasts for 100 minutes without an interval. Promotional material ends. Titanic is as much a Celine Dion musical as it is a homage to the movie Titanic, as it features an actress playing her almost like a compere, and a lot of her hit songs, as well as being a fanatical send-up of the cult classic film, and is one of the gayest, campiest experiences that you'll have in the West End. The Criterion Theatre is a gem of a venue and one of the last truly independent theatres run by a charitable trust. It offers a diverse range of plays and musicals throughout the year to make them all as accessible as possible, offering regular assisted performances and having a well-trained front-of-house team that always offer a warm welcome and superb customer service and will help in any way they can by answering questions, guiding you to where you need to go to, delivering refreshments, or looking after a guide dog. The historic venue, however, does have limited mobility, as the auditorium is situated below street level, with step-free access only available to the upper circle. As you enter the Criterion, the box office is on your left in a very tiny foyer that has 54 steps down to the stalls via a spiral staircase. Accessible toilets are situated on the upper circle via German Street. The Criterion Theatre really does excel when it comes to their touch tours and audio described performances, and this was no exception for Titanic, as it allowed the participants in attendance to go on the stage and explore the set, props and costumes, and meet and chat with the entire cast, who discussed their characters, costumes, and visual aspects. This was led by describer Andrew Piper for vocalise.co.uk and Becky for the Criterion. It lasted for around 25 minutes to 30 minutes and explored the lavish costumes, a variety of gowns, wigs, caps and t-shirts, and an illuminated disco-inspired set on different levels with Titanic-inspired elements. This was invaluable for all, offering an insight and sensory experience and ask questions along the way. It was complemented by a live audio description delivered through the radio in the ear headsets available from box office by describer Andrew Piper, with script assistance from Di Langford, and vocally illustrated all the action and fun antics coming to life on stage. And with so much character interaction and different visual elements, this helped to make the show accessible for anyone with a sight loss. An audio introduction is available to listen to through the entire run of the show up until Sunday the 8th of June on vocalise.co.uk, selecting Archive and searching for Titanic. Titanic merges a love of Celine Dion with a love of the movie Titanic together for the first time into a camp cabaret extravaganza that not only includes top-rate musical performances that are at their best, dazzling set pieces and choreography, but is laugh-out-loud funny. And the show is so good due to its casting, with everyone really strong and having great chemistry and having so much fun together on stage for each show. Special mention must go to Leighton Williams as the iceberg, who's outrageous and memorable, and Olivier Award nominated. To book tickets and for further information, you can call the box office on 033 332 895. For full access information, visit the website CriterionTheatre.co.uk. A couple of highlights and recommendations for April include Magic Mike Live, which is on at the Hippodrome Casino, Leicester Square, in London, on Wednesday the 2nd of April, 2025 at 7pm. Audio description is by Willie Elliott and Callie Des Jarley for vocalise.co.uk. It's 90 minutes without an interval and is for 18+. Conceived and directed by Channing Tatum, Magic Mike Live is an unforgettably fun night of sizzling 360-degree entertainment based on the hit movies. It's hot, it's hilarious, and audio described for the very first time. And Unicorn by Mike Bartlett. This is audio described at the Garrick Theatre in London on Saturday the 19th of April at 7:30pm, with a touch door to be confirmed, starring Stephen Mangan and Nicola Walker, about a happy relationship on the surface, but there's more going on that meets the eye. It runs for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including an interval. To find out what else is audio described across the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk, and for cinema, accessiblescreeningsuk.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit viewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email viewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.